Érettségiz is angol nyelvből. Hallott szövegértése középszint.
Listen. Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After that, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is exactly 30 minutes long. Good luck! Task 1. In this section, you will hear about a man who had very strange eating habits. Your task will be to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. That means you might have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
You don't get the nickname Monsieur Mange Tout, which means Mr. Eat Everything, without earning it. Michel Lotito was born in Grenoble, France, on the 15th of June, 1950. He ate metal, plastic, rubber, glass, and other materials throughout his lifetime, and over the course of 40 years, he ate about 9 tons of metal. In his youth, Lotito suffered from a mental illness in which people eat non-food items such as dirt and plastic. His family first became aware of his ability around the age of 9, when a glass from which he was drinking broke, and he began chewing the broken bits. His parents were really frightened, but surprisingly, nothing happened to him. Lotito's condition was first diagnosed a bit later, when he started eating parts of the family television set. Doctors x-rayed his stomach and described his ability to consume 900 grams of metal per day as unique. But once he started experimenting with more dangerous items, like nails, he learned that the incredibly thick wall of his stomach allowed him to eat almost anything. Soon, Lotito turned his condition into a career. By breaking up metal into small pieces and drinking mineral oil while eating, he perfected his technique. For years, the Frenchman ate about 1 kilo of metal every day. Lotito's most famous meal was a Cessna 150 airplane. Eating the plane took him 2 years, from 1978 to 1980. At the same time, however, he said that bananas and hard-boiled eggs made him sick. A few other incredible non-foods that Lotito consumed during his life include 6 beds, 7 television sets, 18 bicycles, and 15 shopping carts. He died in 2007 of natural causes that had nothing to do with his eating habits.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
You don't get the nickname Monsieur Mange Tout, which means Mr. Eat Everything, without earning it. Michel Lotito was born in Grenoble, France, on the 15th of June 1950. He ate metal, plastic, rubber, glass, and other materials throughout his lifetime, and over the course of 40 years, he ate about 9 tons of metal. In his youth, Lotito suffered from a mental illness in which people eat non-food items such as dirt and plastic. His family first became aware of his ability around the age of 9, when a glass from which he was drinking broke, and he began chewing the broken bits. His parents were really frightened, but surprisingly, nothing happened to him. Lotito's condition was first diagnosed a bit later, when he started eating parts of the family television set. Doctors x-rayed his stomach and described his ability to consume 900 grams of metal per day as unique. But once he started experimenting with more dangerous items, like nails, he learned that the incredibly thick wall of his stomach allowed him to eat almost anything. Soon, Lotito turned his condition into a career. By breaking up metal into small pieces and drinking mineral oil while eating, he perfected his technique. Thank you. For years, the Frenchman ate about 1 kilo of metal every day. Lotito's most famous meal was a Cessna 150 airplane. Eating the plane took him 2 years, from 1978 to 1980. At the same time, however, he said that bananas and hard-boiled eggs made him sick. A few other incredible non-foods that Lotito consumed during his life include 6 beds, 7 television sets, 18 bicycles, and 15 shopping carts. He died in 2007 of natural causes that had nothing to do with his eating habits.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you will hear a list of things that Hungarians are particularly sensitive about, according to foreigners. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true. B means false. C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Despite the cliché, Hungarians are actually a pretty happy people. Except if you say one of these things to them, so be careful. Mixing up the Hungarian and Italian flags. Both have red, white and green stripes, so it's easy to confuse, but one is horizontal, Hungary, and the other is vertical, Italy. Saying that Hungarians copied the Italians is not true, and mixing them up is a big no-no. Bucharest instead of Budapest. If you've accidentally said Hungary's capital was Bucharest to a Hungarian, you've probably just made the biggest mistake of your life. Of course, they do sound awfully similar, and yes, they are located in the same part of the world. But we can assure you that these are two completely different cities. Do Hungarians play football? This is an understandable mistake because Hungarian football has been pretty much non-existent internationally over the past decades. But Hungarians are extremely proud of their absolutely incredible football history. In fact, Hungary's national football team from the 1950s, known as the Golden Team, was the team playing against England in the match called the Game of the Century. It was in this match in 1953 that Hungary beat England, in England, 6-3. Questioning how talented Hungarians are. Hungarians love to talk about how many Hungarian inventions there are, how many famous Hungarians there are, how many Olympic medals the country has won, actually 476 medals at the Summer Olympic Games, making Hungary the 8th in the world on the all-time medal list. And also, how many Nobel Prize winners are Hungarian? Actually 12. The most beautiful women in the world are not Hungarian women. What? Yes, they are. A sure way to anger a Hungarian is to argue with what many Hungarians consider to be a well-known, unquestionable fact. Hungarians never smile and they're always unhappy. This is something that is a worldwide myth about Hungarians. But believe me, Hungarians do smile. All you have to do is avoid all the points on this list so as not to make them angry. And you'll definitely find Hungarians are actually a pretty happy bunch.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Despite the cliché, Hungarians are actually a pretty happy people. Except if you say one of these things to them, so be careful. Mixing up the Hungarian and Italian flags. Both have red, white and green stripes, so it's easy to confuse, but one is horizontal, Hungary, and the other is vertical, Italy. Saying that Hungarians copied the Italians is not true, and mixing them up is a big no-no. Bucharest instead of Budapest. If you've accidentally said Hungary's capital was Bucharest to a Hungarian, you've probably just made the biggest mistake of your life. Of course, they do sound awfully similar, and yes, they are located in the same part of the world. But we can assure you that these are two completely different cities. Do Hungarians play football? This is an understandable mistake because Hungarian football has been pretty much non-existent internationally over the past decades. But Hungarians are extremely proud of their absolutely incredible football history. In fact, Hungary's national football team from the 1950s, known as the Golden Team, was the team playing against England in the match called the Game of the Century. It was in this match in 1953 that Hungary beat England, in England, 6-3. Questioning how talented Hungarians are. Hungarians love to talk about how many Hungarian inventions there are, how many famous Hungarians there are, how many Olympic medals the country has won, actually 476 medals at the Summer Olympic Games, making Hungary the 8th in the world on the all-time medal list. And also, how many Nobel Prize winners are Hungarian? Actually 12. The most beautiful women in the world are not Hungarian women. What? Yes, they are. A sure way to anger a Hungarian is to argue with what many Hungarians consider to be a well-known, unquestionable fact. Hungarians never smile, and they're always unhappy. This is something that is a worldwide myth about Hungarians. But, believe me, Hungarians do smile. All you have to do is avoid all the points on this list so as not to make them angry, and you'll definitely find Hungarians are actually a pretty happy bunch.
That is the end of task two. Task three. In this section, you will hear an advertisement for a job you might be interested in. Your task will be to write one word or number in each of the gaps below using the exact words you hear in the recording. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone. Sailing on the cool and bright clear water.
Do you want to get paid to live on yachts and test them? Then we have an exciting job opportunity for you. The website called HushHush.com, a company that sells products to millionaires, is looking to add a new employee to their staff. The company is hiring a luxury yacht tester. We are looking to hire someone whose job is nothing else but to test the quality of yachts and check that they meet our high standards, said Aaron Harpin, the founder of the company. You'll spend 1 week on a yacht and then write a detailed report of everything you find. You'll live, sleep, eat, and shower on a luxury yacht, testing anything and everything on the boat, including every bed, door, shower, or any electrical equipment, you name it. Everything to make sure that the yacht is up to their standards. All you need to qualify for this position is to be at least 21 years old and own a passport. It's also quite important that you should have an extremely flexible timetable, as the company might be sending you all over the world to test the next ship at any time. The job advertisement says you'll also need to be reliable, hardworking, and have an eye for detail. While you don't need any experience with luxury yachts, it will certainly help you get the job. The lucky applicant will receive $1,300 on completion of the week's stay on a yacht and the report being received. The hired employee could potentially be testing up to 50 yachts every year, which means they could earn up to $65,000 a year for their work. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Do you think you're a good fit? Apply on Hush Hush's website now using the form below. All you need to do is give your name, email address, and a list of your skills.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone. Sailing on the cool and bright clear water.
Do you want to get paid to live on yachts and test them? Then we have an exciting job opportunity for you. The website called hushhush.com, a company that sells products to millionaires, is looking to add a new employee to their staff. The company is hiring a luxury yacht tester. We are looking to hire someone whose job is nothing else but to test the quality of yachts and check that they meet our high standards, said Aaron Harpin, the founder of the company. You'll spend 1 week on a yacht and then write a detailed report of everything you find. You'll live, sleep, eat, and shower on a luxury yacht testing anything and everything on the boat, including every bed, door, shower, or any electrical equipment, you name it. Everything to make sure that the yacht is up to their standards. All you need to qualify for this position is to be at least 21 years old and own a passport. It's also quite important that you should have an extremely flexible timetable, as the company might be sending you all over the world to test the next ship at any time. The job advertisement says you'll also need to be reliable, hardworking, and have an eye for detail. While you don't need any experience with luxury yachts, it will certainly help you get the job. The lucky applicant will receive $1,300 on completion of the week's stay on a yacht and the report being received. The hired employee could potentially be testing up to 50 yachts every year, which means they could earn up to $65,000 a year for their work. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Do you think you're a good fit? Apply on Hush Hush's website now using the form below. All you need to do is give your name, email address, and a list of your skills.
That is the end of task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.